USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? I've lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out, I'm behind on my mortgage. What are we going to do?
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The National Weather Service says several suspected tornadoes have touched down in the Texas Panhandle. So far, there's no injuries or deaths. The storm is part of the same system that dumped 4 feet of snow in the Denver area. In Minneapolis,
today's settlement reflects our shared commitment to advancing racial justice.
Mayor Jacob Frey, after the city agreed to pay $27 million to settle a federal civil rights suit by George Floyd's family. Floyd, who was black, died last May after Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer who is white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. Family attorney Chris Stewart gives a warning to other cities.
If you don't fix the policies that are happening, then you'll be seeing us again. Because we are making sure that black lives and black value will be understood.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A potentially dangerous asteroid will just miss the Earth later this month. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The Earth will see a rather large visitor later this month. Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass by the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid, but emphasize that there's no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it cruises by. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Volunteers on Kauai's North Shore in Hawaii have launched a makeshift ferry service across a river after a landslide along a 2-lane highway cut several towns off from the rest of the island. The boats are taking people across the river to get jobs, medical care, and help deliver taro, the region's major crop. Officials hope to reopen at least 1 lane of the highway for emergency purposes by next Tuesday, but the outlook is uncertain. Multiple landslides 3 years ago cut off a similar section of the North Shore for 14 months. Altogether, residents estimate about 1,000 people live in the towns now isolated, including Hanalei, Haina, and Wainiha. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.